Dennis.
Yes, Dad?
Son, don't stay out too late. You're having dinner early this evening.
Oh, boy. Are we going someplace?
Oh, your mother and I are going over to the Martins for dinner. You're staying home as sort of man of the house.
Mary Ann is going to sit with you, dear.
You mean dumb old Margaret's sister.
Now, Dennis, we're very lucky to get a lovely girl like Mary Ann. You know, it's next to impossible to find a sitter for Saturday night.
Yeah, Mom, but if I'm going to be man of the house, why do I need a dumb old sitter anyway?
I pass.
Well, so you'll have someone to talk to, dear.
Mom, sitters don't want to talk. All they want to do is eat and read and tell you you aren't supposed to do what you're doing.
Dennis, you're going to have a sitter tonight, and that's that.
Okay. Hey, I'll go ask Mr. Wilson if he wants to come over and keep me company, too.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time.
What's your hurry, honey? You've got almost 2 hours.
2 hours? Takes me practically that long for my bubble bath.
Shame on you, Fremont. How could you? Martha! Oh, Fremont, you're a bad dog. Bad, 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 bad.
What is it, George?
Martha, I accidentally dropped my new valuable 1919 D dime and Fremont swallowed it.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure, Martha. Look at him sitting there licking his chops. Oh, you money snatcher, you.
I do wish you'd taken out an insurance policy on your coin collection.
Well, now, how was I to know my own dog would turn against me?
Look.
Huh? Martha, my dime, my dime.
You should apologize to Fremont.
Oh, yes. Oh, Fremont, I sincerely apologize.
Martha, we're friends again.
Thank you, honey bunch.
Are you sure you don't mind my going to the book club lecture tonight?
Oh, no, no, of course not. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to a quiet evening working on my coin collection. Oh, no.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hi.
Guess what? Besides our sitter, I got our house all to myself tonight.
Oh, well, bully for you.
You want to come over and watch television or something?
I don't want to come over and watch television or nothing.
I guess Mrs. Wilson wouldn't mind getting you out of the house. Would you, Mrs. Wilson?
Not at all, dear.
You see there?
Dennis, I'm going to be extremely busy this evening.
Doing what?
Having a nervous breakdown. Now, you go spread your sweetness and light someplace else.
Okay. Bye, Mr. Wilson. Bye, Mrs. Wilson.
Goodbye, dear.
You know, Martha, I'm going to enjoy this evening all the more because of Dennis.
I don't understand.
Well, if I get lonely or anything, all I have to do is imagine how horrible it'd be if I had to spend the evening with him. Oh.
Henry, I was just wondering if this red dress might look better on me tonight.
Oh, that'll be fine, honey. Dennis, what have you been told about running in the bathroom while I'm shaving?
Dear, your dinner's all ready for you. It's down in the kitchen.
I'm hungry!
What's Seymour doing here?
That's what I was going to tell you. I'm babysitting with him.
You're what?
Seymour's mom couldn't find a sitter for tonight. And when she heard I had one, we kind of made a deal.
Dennis Mitchell.
Seymour won't be any trouble. I'll look after him real good.
Oh, Henry.
Don't look at me, honey. I'm busy cutting my throat.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Williams. Yes, they're here now.
Oh, no, no, of course we don't mind. You say Seymour's already eaten.
What time's dinner?
No, not at all, Mrs. Williams. We're only too happy to help out. Goodbye.
You mean it's okay for Seymour to stay, Mom?
I suppose so.
Oh, boy! Now I can keep that quarter Seymour's mom gave me. Boy, I'm sure glad you can stay. I'll get it. You wait in my room, Seymour. Good evening, Dennis.
What are you doing here, Margaret?
You'll find out, Dennis.
Dennis, if that's Mary Ann, you tell her. Well, hello, Margaret.
Good evening, Mrs. Mitchell. Mary Ann can't come.
She can't come? But she promised me faithfully.
It's not her fault, Mrs. Mitchell. She got her dates mixed up and took two sitting jobs by mistake.
Oh, dear.
It's all right, though. I came in her place. Listen, Margaret, you can't be my sitter. You're too young. Dennis Mitchell, if I'm old enough to be engaged to you, I'm certainly old enough to sit with you. Mom, if you don't get her out of here, I'm going to be sick.
Children, please be quiet. Margaret, dear, I'm afraid you are a little young to be a sitter.
You see there?
Alice, you've got blood on my only clean white shirt.
I'll be right up, dear.
But if I don't stay here, Mrs. Mitchell, who will you get?
Me. That's who she'll get.
Don't be silly, Dennis Mitchell. You can't be your own sitter.
Why not? I'm my own stander.
Perhaps Mrs. Wilson could help me.
Well, I must say, you certainly look the picture of contentment.
Oh, I am, Martha. You know, there's nothing quite like getting into something comfortable and spending a quiet evening at one's favorite pastime.
I'll get it, dear. Hello?
Why, hello, Alice. Mrs. Wilson, I hate to bother you like this, but, well, I simply haven't anyone else to turn to. Henry and I are invited to a dinner party this evening, and our sitter let us down.
Oh, you poor thing, you. I'd love to help out, but I'm just on my way to a lecture myself.
Oh. Well, thank you anyway, Mrs. Wilson.
However, George is here, Alice. I'm sure he wouldn't mind dropping over for a few hours.
Why, of course I...
Martha, what are you saying?
Mrs. Wilson, do you really think so?
Yes, of course.
Martha, are you out of your mind?
I'll just ask him to make sure, dear.
No, I refuse. I simply refuse.
George, the Mitchells are our best friends. They're in trouble. We can't refuse to help them.
But, Martha, what about my nice, quiet evening I had all planned?
Well, you can take your coin collection with you and have a nice, quiet evening over there.
Martha, you can't be serious. Why, nobody's had a nice, quiet evening with Dennis around ever since that first day they brought him home from the hospital.
Alice... George says he'd love to come.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson, that's wonderful. We'll be leaving soon. Goodbye. Oh.
Martha, how could you?
Oh, thank goodness.
You hear that, Margaret? Mr. Wilson's coming over, so you can take your dumb doll and go home.
Dear, here's a little something for your trouble.
You mean you're giving her money for not doing something?
Dennis Mitchell, not one more word.
Oh, dear.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Moore. Yes, Margaret's here. Well, I do think she's a little young. Oh, no, don't bother to come over. Mr. Wilson will be here this evening and everything will be fine. All right, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Well, Margaret, I guess you'll stay here and keep Dennis company.
But, Mom, she'll ruin everything.
Dennis?
Better hurry up, honey. We've only got a minute.
I'm coming, dear.
My goodness, your mother's an emotional housekeeper. Now then, we can eat, talk, play post office. What would you like to do first, Dennis?
Find some way to get you out of my house.
Children, you may go back to your television.
I'd rather stay with you, Mr. Wilson. Oh. And I have to be wherever Dennis is because I'm his sitter.
You are not my sitter, Margaret. I am so, Dennis Mitchell. Why else would your mother give me 50 cents? So you'd go home, that's why.
Children, please.
Listen, Margaret, go soak your head. And go soak your doll's head, too. Is that so? Yes, that's so.
Quiet! There, that's better.
How much is it paying you?
Paying me? Now, you kids behave yourselves, the idea. Well, that's more like it. Oh, now, you three children, sit down and be quiet like little ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Dennis.
Do you have any new coins in your coin collection?
Oh, yes, Dennis, indeed I do. Now, this coin, for example, is a 1919 D dime worth $100.
Wow. May I please see it, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, of course you may, Margaret. There you are.
How utterly fascinating.
Now, this coin here, for example.
Seymour, come back here.
I'm hungry.
You can't be hungry. You just ate. Well, I'm not even hungry yet. May I play house, Mr. Wilson?
Well, of course you may, Margaret. You may play anything you like as long as you do it quietly.
Now then, you're the father. My doll Pamela can be our daughter. And Seymour can be our son. Thank you, Margaret, but I have no desire to be related to any of you. All I think, we'll play hospital. I'm the nurse, you're the doctor, and Seymour's the patient about to be operated on.
I'm going home!
Children, for heaven's sakes, don't you know any quiet games?
Like what?
Well, like staring at each other with your mouth shut.
Hey, we could play spaceship and go to the moon. Listen here, Dennis Mitchell. Girls aren't interested in going to the moon. That's exactly why we men want to go there, Margaret.
I can't go. I'm not allowed to cross the street.
Not allowed to cross the street? Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Will you play a game of hide-and-go-seek with us, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, now, Dennis.
That's a nice quiet game, isn't it, Gretchen? I thought you said your dumb old doll's name was Pamela. The digital thing has two names. I wanted twins. Oh, good grief!
Oh, Dennis. All right, children, I'll tell you what. I'll play one game of hide-and-seek with you if you'll promise to be quiet for the rest of the evening.
We promise.
Okay.
I want to do the counting.
Okay, Seymour. Stand in the corner and count to 50.
I only can count to 9.
Well, you count to 9 5 times, Seymour.
Come on, kids.
One, two, Dennis, I am not a kid.
1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Here I come. Ready or not?
Thank you.
death. I'm hungry.
Oh, Seymour. Put these things
over here. Mr. Wilson! Mr. Wilson, the game's over.
Dennis, let me out of here.
Out of where?
The closet.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. You aren't supposed to lock yourself in. That's against the rules.
Dennis, I didn't try to lock myself in the closet. I give up.
There. Now you come right in here with me. You sit right down here and behave yourself. And don't you move.
I want some candy.
Seymour. It's nighttime and all the candy stores are closed.
Wilson, I know where there's some candy machines on Main Street.
Dennis, we are not going to go to any candy machines on Main Street, so forget it.
Seymour, come back here! Dennis, come back here!
Children, come back here!
You're a bad boy. It's late at night. If a policeman...
Oh, he's all sticky.
Seymour, I didn't know you had a dime.
I borrowed it from Mr. Wilson.
Now, Seymour, little boys who tell fibs... Oh, Seymour. You mean the dime that was on the desk? You mean... Oh, tell me you didn't. Oh, great Scott. My $100 dime.
Oh. Mr. Wilson!
Oh, where's that old nail file I had?
You got a hangnail, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Dennis, please.
Oh, dear. This isn't legal, you know.
Oh, darn this machine.
I'm glad Pamela and I had no part in this.
4, 56.
Mr. Wilson, here comes a...
Oh, Dennis, don't bother me now.
Seymour, we better get out of here. Come on, Margaret.
D. Dennis,
good evening, officer. I was just...
So we finally caught you, huh?
Caught? Oh, no, officer. You see, I was just...
Breaking in a candy machine.
Oh, no. You see, officer, I lost this rare dime.
Sell it to the judge.
Sell it to the judge?
Come on, now.
Oh, now, wait a minute, officer. Children, where are you? Officer, please, I'm a babysitter.
Yeah, I know. And it was some little kid got you started on a life of crime.
Oh, no.
Pick up the dimes.
Oh.
Boy, poor old Mr. Wilson can sure get himself into some awful messes. Can he?
Why, Dennis?
Can I see my dad? It's a matter of almost life and death.
That's serious, eh? Well, now you just hold on a minute.
What a lovely party. see what a good time married people can have, Dennis? Gosh, Margaret, don't you ever give up.
Dennis, what are you doing here?
Why aren't you children with Mr. Wilson?
Because poor old Mr. Wilson's in a lot of trouble. It was awful. He broke into a candy machine. And then the policeman took him away and
they put him in the host gal.
I don't understand.
Dad, that's the whole trouble. Neither did the policeman.
Margaret, you and Seymour stay with Mrs. Mitchell. Come on, son, we'll get out of the police station.
All right, then, where were you the night of Thursday, November 26th?
I don't remember. Now, I keep telling you.
Yeah, you don't know nothing about those other coin machine jobs.
You were only looking for a rare dime.
Exactly.
What's your real name?
George Wilson, and I assure you...
You ever been called George the Gat?
George the Gat?
Your real name's Watson, isn't it? Come clean.
Where'd you serve time last?
My name is George Wilson, and I have never served time anywhere. If you don't... You call Sergeant Mooney if you don't believe me.
Says night off. He's out.
Let's see. George the Gat. Picks locks with nail files. Smooth talker. Odd dresser.
Now, look here. I demand to speak to...
Yeah?
Okay. Let's go.
Go? Go where?
When was the last time you made the lineup?
The lineup? Oh, no!
That's the darndest story I ever heard in my life.
But it's the truth, Sergeant.
Sure. Cub Scouts never lie.
You're a Cub Scout?
Oh, Mitchell, am I ever glad to see you. Will you tell these two that I am not George the Gat?
We've already told them, Mr. Wilson.
It's all right, boys. It's evidently been a mistake.
You see, that's what I've been trying to tell you, you know-it-alls.
You sure, Sarge? Yes, I'm sure. Maybe some kind of nut, but he's no criminal.
Now, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I may be some kind of a nut.
Beg your pardon. We're only trying to do our duty, Mr. Wilson. After all... You were unlawfully pilfering a vending machine. When they brought you in, you had no wallet or identification of any kind.
Well...
Mr. Wilson, I'm sure glad you're free.
We're terribly sorry all this happened, Mr. Wilson.
I suppose there was no real harm done. At least I got my valuable dime back.
Here's your personal property that we took from you when you were booked.
Oh.
One pocket comb, three teeth missing.
No.
One nail file. 7 jelly beans.
My goodness, I wonder how they got in there.
1/4, 2 nickels, and 3 pennies. Sign here, please.
Well, everything seems to be... Wait a minute, my dime. Where's my dime?
Well, you've got 2 nickels, haven't you? I needed a dime for that candy machine over there.
Wilson sure has trouble hanging on to his money, doesn't he, Dad?
I'm glad your foot feels better, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
The idea of getting into a fight with a vending machine.
Well, at least that's one fight I won. Wouldn't you say so, Mitchell?
I sure would.
My golly, when George Wilson goes after something, he really gets it.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, Dennis?
Can I try the vending machine you bought from the police department?
Why, yes. Be my guest. Oh, provided, of course, you brought your own dime.
Boy, it sure is swell living next door to a candy machine. Especially when it not only gives you a candy bar, but sends your dime back, too.
The world rages on, whether you hear it or not. So hear it and see it on YTV News, happening Sunday nights at 8.